Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
This is my sex backpack, and every time I throw a dildo in there that's flesh-colored, it gets us... Look at this. Do I bring the spotted dick dildo with me and just whip it out and say, this is why? Because your backpack is spotting my dick? When I was in that position, it just, instead of like sucking the plug out, it just pushed it out. But you know what I've kind of realized, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it's true. I have not given him that much head. For the time that we've been together, my normal, like, I don't know, ferocity, love. It's like the pizza theory. Pizza's good, even day old pizza. It's still good. You still want it. Like, yes, any orgasm is never going to be wished away. Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Happy Tuesday. Hey, did you guys check out that great interview I did with two hot wives this past Saturday? Listen, if you did not hear that one, you better give it a listen. It was so much fun to chat with them. And you know what? I feel so much better. I feel like so much less of a loser because they told me, and they're swingers. They are ethical, non-monogamous. They live this lifestyle. And they told me it is hard. It is hard to put together a threesome, a foursome, to get everybody on the same page, to have that chemistry with everybody involved. It just goes up exponentially. So I didn't feel so bad. They were actually the first to kind of validate that, yeah, it is hard. Everyone else is just kind of looking at me like, you haven't had a threesome yet. Like, come on, loser, what's wrong? Well, now I just feel a little bit better. I'm not any less determined. I just don't feel like so poorly about the fact that I can't make one come together. But anyway, guys, check out that interview. Check out their podcast. It's Two Hot Wives, number 2. A link to all that stuff is in the Saturday episode in the show notes. You guys are really going to love it. Hey, and don't forget, for the first time ever, I am looking for a production intern. Now, it's an internship that could lead to a paid position, but I'm looking for someone to help me with, yes, the obvious stuff like the editing of the episodes, because I'm losing my lovely Sergio. He is moving on to bigger and better things, and we are not going to be working together anymore. I am so bummed, but I know that this is going to open the door for some great new people to come into my life. And I'm looking, like I said, for a production intern, someone that has editing skills with audio and also to help me with show ideas, creating the content, all kinds of stuff. So just inquire within, guys. Super easy. Reach out to me. Email me, put in the subject header, internship, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. All right. Now, I want to read to you this lovely email I got. It was so sweet. And I love these words of wisdom from somebody that really has a right to convey this wisdom. And I thought it was so good what he said that I just couldn't keep it to myself. I want to share it with everybody because I feel like this is going to be meaningful for a lot of people. It really touched me. But I'll give his initials. It's JS. He says, wow, you dropped several bombs on us today. I'm a 68-year-old heterosexual male, married for 39 years, together for 41 years. She's the love of my life. I've never felt the need to have another lover. Yes, I've been tempted. So you and I differ there. I can only offer this advice. Know the things that truly bring you joy and focus on them. Know which people you really love and give them the time and love they need to be a part of your life. Most of the other stuff is largely clutter. You are a great interviewer, by the way. You could interview on any topic you might want to, and I would listen. Also, if you and Mr. Big really love each other, then figure that out. Sometimes I think I'm watching an X-rated Hallmark movie. I will keep listening. Well, thank you so much, JS. Oh my gosh. Okay. So when you said that I dropped several bombs, I'm pretty sure you're talking about the private podcast. Because yes, I've been dropping bombs. I'm a bomb dropper. I love to drop the bombs. Well, it's fun when I can do that on the private podcast side. And guys, if you aren't subscribed to the private podcast, really, you should. It's a lot of fun. I do get even more personal. If you think I'm personal here, wait till you jump over to the other side of the fence. Just go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com and click on exclusive and you can sign up there. All right. Well, JS, you made my day with this. This was so, I just love what you said. I am so proud of you and jealous and also in awe and happy for you that after 39 years being married and together 41, that you can still speak so highly and say that she's the love of your life. I mean, seriously, I want to hug you. I want to hug her. I'm like, this is so touching. So, and I love what you said. Thank you so much for your advice. This just, like I said, it means a lot to me and it made my day. So thank you so much, JS, for being a listener and saying those lovely things. And I hope that what you've said gets to trickle forward to everyone else that listens to this podcast and it touches them like it touches me. All right. Okay. Hey guys, I also want to let you in on another fun little secret. I was on Strictly Anonymous with Kathy Kay, my friend Kathy from Strictly Anonymous. You know that podcast, I've talked about it a bazillion times. She had me back on and we did an episode that is just on anal. And she just said, hey, I want to do this episode on anal. Let's just sit there and talk about it. Well, first of all, I did not know Miss Kathy was as dirty as she is, but she's definitely a woman after my own heart for sure. It was a very fun to hear her talk about herself sexually. And we just got into it. It was a really good conversation. You definitely need to listen to it. So I'm going to make sure that you listen to it. I'm going to give you about 5 minutes of it. I want you to take a listen.
Hi, Leila London. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kathy?
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. Now, this is something different that I'm doing. You're kind of anonymous like me, but you do put your mouth on there, which I'm like, I don't know. Can't people know who you are with your mouth? And it seemed, but no, you don't think so, right?
There's only probably a few people that can identify me by my mouth. And
right, and she talks about it on her podcast, okay?
I do a lot, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Leila does on her show. If you haven't heard her on my podcast or you don't know about her, she has her own podcast called The Curious Girl Diaries, where you have, you know, kind of like journaled with the world your sexual escapades. You like didn't have sex for a long time and then you started having a lot of sex. Like you went from one extreme to the other, right? Wasn't that the thing? And then you talked about it.
That's exactly it. I didn't have sex for 3.5 years and I woke up one day and said, this is ridiculous, and decided to change it. But not only change it, I decided to document it through a podcast. And I've just been making sex bucket lists, knocking things off. And here I am 6 years later, still going strong.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just taught my son the other day about YOLO. I was like, he's like, what the fuck does that mean? I mean, he didn't say fuck, but he was like, what is that? I'm like, you only live once. I woke him up in the middle of the night to go see the fireworks. I was like, YOLO, come on, we're going to YOLO. You only live once. And, you know, that's sex, right? Like food is a pleasure in life. I mean, I think it's, you know, as women, you're a little bit younger than me. I think it's hard because women do get to a certain age and it's kind of like if you don't use it, you lose it situation. But like when menopause hits, like you could really like lose touch with that part of yourself. And I think it was very smart because you did kind of, I mean, you weren't even in menopause, but you did kind of lose touch with yourself for 3 years. And then you're like, how great to find yourself again, right? And then to go start exploring. Because YOLO, you only live once, fucking Leila.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. No, I totally lost. I think I could have been like almost like a menopause situation there. I was zero sex, no drive, wasn't even thinking about it. And it's crazy because I'm very sexual and I have a high sex drive, but it is a use it or lose it. And I do tell women that because I don't think it's, I know your age can play into it, but it's the same thing as exercise. If you don't go do that, it's hard. You lose touch with it. You don't want to do it. But if you're in the habit of having sex and it's like kind of on your, you know, not to be cliche, but on your to-do list, then you'll get it done and you make it, and it becomes fun because, you know, I set little challenges and things I want to do and, you know, threesomes, this, that, the other, you know, go to a sex party, do this, BDSM, learn about this, just getting all out there with my sexuality and trying different things and keeps it fresh and exciting and really hot. So yeah, it's been fun.
Well, let me ask you this, because we're going to talk about anal, okay? I was always a three and put girl. I like to talk about anal because I think it gets a bad rap. It's like nobody wants to have anal, or they don't want to try anal, or they think anal is really bad because they had, you know, a guy just shoved their dick inside their ass at one time, or they're a guy and they think they're going to be gay. So, you know, I think anal gets a bad rap. So, you know, with this new thing that I'm going to do on my show is I was like, oh, maybe I'll pick another female podcaster and just have some girl talk, right? About something different each week. I thought the first one, like I said, I would do on anal. I asked you to come on. Now, I made sure I didn't find out ahead of time because me and you do rap outside of the show. Ever since you've been on my show, we do podcast talk with each other, but I didn't want to know whether you had ever done it, whether it was on your bucket list, because I just wanted to have that kind of conversation here with you now. So what is the deal with anal with you? Like, have you ever tried it?
Yes. I love anal. I love something in my ass every time I have sex.
Really? You're like DP.
It doesn't have to be a dick. No. I mean, like my butt plug. Like lube and my butt plug are pretty much almost always in play every time I have sex. And then some sort of vibrator or something. Yeah.
So clit stimulation, dick inside of you, and then a butt plug also, and lube. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on in that scenario.
There is a lot of stuff going on. I guess I'm high maintenance to fuck.
You're like, wait a second, I got to get my blood plug, my lube. What else did you have going on there? Oh my God, your vibrator.
Some kind of something. Or my hand. Yeah, I can rock it old school, whatever. But I find the butt plug helps me have more G-spot orgasms because it pushes the guy's, you know, the head of his dick right where I need it and feels amazing. So, yeah.
But for people that haven't got there, this is what I think. And this is why I started off saying, like, it just gets a really bad rap. It's like this type of thing where, like, a lot of people don't know how good it is. That's what I think, you know, personally. And even as somebody that loves it, for me, anal sex is never on the menu 24/7. It is like a special in my restaurant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like, every day if I like anal and I love it, that, oh, you could fuck me in the ass.
All right. What'd you think of that? Well, it gets even better, guys. Trust me on this. So to hear the full episode, you're going to want to just click on the link in the show notes. I put it in there for you. It'll take you right there. Or if you just want to do it later, that is her episode 529. By the way, guys, her show is so much fun. I wish I would have thought of the concept myself, but such is life. But anyway, her show is fantastic. And if you're not subscribed to it, you need to. Just head on over to wherever you get your podcasts and hit the subscribe button, and you won't have to miss a single episode of all the dirty, naughty stories she gets from anonymous people around the world. Very fun. So since we're talking about anal, and as I did talk a lot about anal in that episode with Kathy, I had another butt plug mishap. I'm going to get into that, but I'll just do it right now. I'm just going for it right now. So Goldie came over and we had planned to have sex. He comes on over and I've got everything just laid out just right. You know, I roll out, you know, there's my toys, the sex towel, the lube, what else did I have? My butt plug and that dildo that Goldie likes to double penetrate me and stick his dick in me with this other one. But now it's got spotted dick. It's my backpack, that Lululemon backpack, the black sex backpack is, I don't know, that the color is coming off on my sex toys. Lululemon has a really good return policy and you could take stuff back. But how do I explain this? Why are you returning this, ma'am? Because this is my sex backpack. And every time I throw a dildo in there that's flesh colored, it gets us, look at this. Do I bring the spotted dick dildo with me and just whip it out and say, this is why? Because your backpack is spotting my dick. Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm cracking myself up, but what is happening? Anyway, it did it to something else. I think it did it to the white part, the white ball of my Hitachi. And now it's done it to the dildo that Goldie likes to double penetrate me with. So that's got spotted dick, but the spotted dick is there. I've got the Hitachi. I have another little black vibe that's handheld and that's all charged up. I mean, I like made sure everything was charged before he got there. I grabbed the lube, the sex towel. We're getting on this time I wanted to do it in the living room on the couch. And I was hoping we would creep into the dining area and get on my table because I do have a really big, strong, sturdy table, but we didn't make it that far. We stuck to the couch, which was good. I didn't have him use a pillow though. I forgot all about that. I think I was mentioning that in the last Tuesday's episode. I want pillows under my hips. I want that. Nobody's ever pillowed me. I want to feel what that feels like. I bet you it feels really good. That's what I've heard. So I need to experience that. But so we've got stuff all over. And what did we start with? Oh, we started with me giving him head, and I like giving him head. But you know what I've kind of realized? And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it's true. I have not given him that much head for the time that we've been together. My normal, like, I don't know, ferocity, love, just ferocious desire for sucking a dick. I haven't really been in that mode. And I'm a little embarrassed about that. Like, I feel like I'm falling down on the job. Like, am I getting lazy? What's happening? Why have I not done this? But I will say, as you guys know, I have developed my hand job skills. So I think I'm more focused on that. And I gotta say, I'm ready to sort of maybe leave my, I want to be the best dick sucker on the planet goal behind and focus on the hand job because it's underrated, but it's amazing. And you can do with some of these positions that I'm learning and have learned when I do them on Goldie, like he can't tell if it's my hand or my mouth. There's some positions that actually he's not sure what is going on. Some of the movements and the tricks that I'm doing. So I feel like my hands are really quite gifted and I really want to sprinkle that love around. So that's what I'd, I need some more friends with benefits. I mean, I really do. It's been kind of hard to find anybody that I'm super charged up about. I mean, I don't know what's going on with me. I've just gotten really picky in the last few years. I mean, I had set the bar low before that. No. But just like people get confused, I think, because they know that I'm so open sexually, especially men. They'll think that means just because they have a dick that gets hard that I'll want to fuck them. It doesn't matter what they look like. They don't need to be sexually attractive to me. And that's just not how it works. I need that attraction, that physicality, that charge. Otherwise, I'm just like, I don't really want to do it. I love doing it when it's with somebody that I really enjoy and that I'm attracted to. So all that stuff is super important. Now, I think I just got off on a tangent and kind of lost my train of thought there, but I'll circle back to where was I? I was in Lululemon trying to return the spotted dick. No. Okay. We moved past that. Oh, I didn't make it to the kitchen table because we focused on the couch. Blowjobs. See, I just rolled it back in my head. Oh, anyway, yes, the blowjobs. Okay, so we started out with, giving him a blowjob, sucking his dick. And I mean, I was gagging all over the place because he has a big one. And it was just like, I almost felt like because I haven't done that a lot with him as much as like I have with other partners, my throat, I think, has gotten lazy. I need a little throat training. I'm not joking. Like, seriously, I think my throat has gotten lazy, tighter. I don't know. Like what happens when you're, I used to be very, I would still gag. If you have a big dick you're shoving it down my throat, I'm going to gag. But I like the gagging. To me, that's kind of hot and sexy. But I was really gagging. And I'd love to be able to say, it's because his dick's so big. His dick is so big, but it's not, it was my lazy throat more than his big dick causing all that. So anyway, so I didn't stay on it for very long. I was like, okay, let's transition out of that. Let's get down to some penetration. So let's see, where did we roll to after the, after the BJ opener that I was sort of finding myself not doing quite as well as I used to? I think we did. He was eating my pussy. He loves to eat my pussy. I love him eating my pussy. It feels so good. Just a mouth on your genitals feels amazing. I cannot understand for the life of me how women would not want this. Ladies, if you don't want this, there's a reason. And it's not because it doesn't feel good. It's because you're subconscious or you're worried about the way it smells or tastes or how your partner's reacting to it. But it cannot be because it doesn't feel fucking amazing. And Goldie just happens to be very, very good at it. It's really one of his best skills. I mean, and he's all about it. He's not hurrying. He's not in the mood to rush that. Like, I will tell him when that's done. Usually he'll start me off with an orgasm that way. And he did. So now we move on to the penetration. And at first, I have the sex towel down and I just like, you know, he's grabbing the lube and then he starts to sort of put his hands, you know, he's getting the lube on me and I'm, you know, we're starting to stick things in where they go and rub things down. And he starts to put his hands down on the couch. And I was like, my eyeball went, ooh, no, wait, don't touch it. You know, his hands are oily. I'm like, stop, wait, let me make sure we got the towel down, everything. Sex is such a messy business. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I did not want sex stains, and the lube I use is just, I use different lubes, but this time that was the, why I didn't want him getting it on there was because it was coconut oil, which is always a real good standby. I didn't use like my CBD lube or the other one this time. I just grabbed that. That's why I didn't want it all over the couch because it won't, that's hard to get out. But so we're starting to just go at it and I'm just sitting there. I put my butt plug in. Yes. We're getting to the butt plug mishap. There was a butt plug mishap. We're all over the place. I think it's like the most positions I've ever done. I don't know what was going on with him. He was just like, quick, change, 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 change. I'm like, okay, wait, I'm having an orgasm. I didn't have as many orgasms this time because we were just constantly changing it up. Then he got overheated. I don't think he hydrated before he came over. I need to tell him, you got to hydrate. Listen, if you're going to have sex with me, hydrate before we get going because you will be, you know, he was sweating. I was sweating. We got very vigorous. That was a very fun session, but there was a lot of changing up, which only led my orgasm count to be 3 this time. So I was a little disappointed because, you know, normally I am so much more orgasmic than that, but I will take my 3 though. They were good. They're always good. I mean, when have you ever said, ladies, like, or guys, like, ugh, could have done without that orgasm? No, it's always, it's like the pizza. It's like the pizza theory. Pizza's good, even day old pizza. It's still good. You still want it. Like, yes, any orgasm is never going to be wished away. You're always happy you did it. And you're always happy that you had that sensation with your partner. So I'm laying there on my back and I'm looking up at him and he's just railing away. Got his hands around my throat, just the way I like it. I'm coming like crazy. And I just wish I knew what it has felt like in with other women for them because it just feels so good to me. I feel like my pussy is hypersensitive. I don't know. And I don't think other women, I don't believe, no, I don't want to say that I don't think other women are like that. I think other women are, but I don't know what their sensitivity is. I've never really investigated this and asked. But I'm just like, to me, it's sex is so, feels so good. How could somebody not want to have it? Like, I don't know. I know people are asexual. I know they have low sex drives, low libidos. I know they lose interest, but damn, what is going on? I mean, I would just love to talk to somebody that's asexual and have them, I need to find somebody that's asexual or that has low libido or whatever, just doesn't care, hasn't had it. I know how you get in a rut and I've gone 3.5 years, so I get it. But I mean, if you've had it, I don't know, like you can't really, could I ever really leave it behind? I mean, apparently not. I just don't understand because it feels so good. Oh my God, it always just feels so good. Oh, okay, getting a little flushed here. I'm having flashbacks, deja vus of my lovely romp. I need to just schedule that every week. I don't know why. He and I just should just have a running, like every Tuesday you come over or we get together. Like we need to have a standing appointment. I think I'm going to talk to him about that. I don't know why I never thought about that. I think that's a very good idea. But literally, like you name the position, like angle, we pretty much did it this last go round. However, in the end, to finish him, he wanted me. He was very excited. He kept sort of like coming, real small little cummies, little small cummies in me along the way. Like he would, you know, he'd get right on that edge and then, you know, so he'd be like, oh, I came a little bit. Okay. And then he'd keep going. He'd be like, oh, I came a little bit. Well, towards the end there, he's like, okay, he likes me on top. So he wanted me to get on top. And I know I've mentioned this before, like, I think I need to really work on my on top game. I need to work on my just writing again. It used to be my go-to, like I loved it all day long. And it's just maybe within the last, I'd say three, four years, something like that. I've out of sync with that. I don't know why or how. I really don't know. It's kind of strange. I feel like my rhythm, my cadence, something has just gotten a little funky, almost like an equilibrium that's off. You know, I feel like, I guess I kind of feel like because my rhythm's off, I feel like, does this feel good to him? Like, is this even getting him excited? Can he keep a boner? Like, what's going to happen here? Because I could just do my thing. But Goldie loves me getting on top and he's never complained. He's like, and so this time, just kind of like every time I get on top, boom, it did not take very long. And he is coming. And he's like, I just had the type of orgasm that you have, like when you were a young boy, the toe curling kind, like that you, when you first started having them. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I can't be I must be doing something right up there. I don't know, whatever I'm doing, it's working for him. But as before he came and as, you know, as I'm building him up and basically trying to milk his cock. I mean, when I get on you and I'm on top of you, that's what I'm trying to do. I want to milk your cock every single drop. I want it out of you. Give it to me. That's my mentality. Like wicked. I want it bad. And so we're going at it or I'm fucking him, I guess. Yeah, I'm fucking him. Yes, I was. I was fucking him, as a matter of fact. And because I had my legs open and because I am also clenching down so that I can orgasm too when I do that and I'm on top of him and my legs are out, splayed out, and my butt is relaxed because I have my butt plug in there. It just full on flew out because I was clenching down so much and it's not like being on your back. When you're on your back, you got a dick in you. It won't just go flying out projectile. And I'm squeezing down on my core. I do a lot of abs, like literally I can almost get a cramp. I do a lot of ab work when I'm having sex because that's, you know, when I start doing that, when I start pulling in my abs and pulling up on my pelvic floor, that's how I can start orgasming. And so I'm always kind of doing that, getting that, working those muscles. And when I was in that position, it just, instead of like sucking the plug up, it just pushed it out. Anyway. I swear to God, I think that butt plug is jinxed. It's the same one. It's that one though. The jewel broke. I mean, I guess I just am a glutton. I'm a glutton for punishment. It's taking me all these mishaps to really learn that like that one is jinxed. And it was given to me by an ex in a set. And so there's a bunch of different sizes. So he's the one that got them for me. And I think that they're just jinxed. I think that he put the whammy on them and there you go. But after I did that episode with Kathy, which you guys caught a little snippet of, I have seriously been thinking that the other thing I want to do more of is anal. Like I've really been wanting to do more. And Goldie and I have only done that, I guess, once or twice. Like we haven't really done a lot of that. And I like his dick in my ass. So I think I'm going to have to do more of that. More hand jobs. Okay, what's on my to-do list, guys? More hand jobs. I need more throat training and for better blowjobs. And what was the third thing? Oh, work on my rhythm when I'm on top. Although I think I accomplished what I set out to do with Goldie. Drove him crazy. Okay. Well, I think that about wraps this one up, guys. So glad to have you tuning in. Thank you so much for supporting the show. It means so, so much to me. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you. You know what? If you'd love to give me feedback, it's very easy to do that. Just go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Click on the pink tab on the right-hand side and leave me a voicemail. We can talk about anything you want. You've got 5 minutes. Let it rip. I get back to everybody personally. And you know what? It's a lot of fun. I get to know you guys. I get to know what's going on in your lives. You get to ask me questions. I get to ask you questions. I have one of the listeners that constantly, you know, we email each other back and forth. She was giving me strap-on suggestions. And I'm so happy because, hello, yes, I do want to use a strap-on. And I don't know. I don't want to be the ding-dong that buys the wrong one. Nobody wants to be that girl. So I get all my great tips from you guys. I share my tips with you and we get to, you know, we just get to be a little more personal. So I really love connecting with you guys that way. And I encourage everybody, just shoot me a voicemail and I will get back to you. All right, guys, that's it for today. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.